Operation Golden Years.
Edna Kowalski. She's 88 years old, shuffling in, wearing orthopedic shoes, a floral blouse, and clutching a crumpled letter. She peers at the recruiter through thick bifocals.
"Excuse me, young man. I'm looking for ShopRite. Is this ShopRite?"
Sergeant Morrison, standing, extending hand. "Ma'am, welcome to the United States Armed Forces Recruitment Center. Staff Sergeant Derek Morrison. Please, have a seat. Can I get you some coffee?"
Edna, squinting at him.
You're not the butcher."
"No, ma'am. I'm your dedicated recruitment liaison. And might I say, I've been expecting you."
Gestures to chair. Edna, sitting slowly, joints audibly popping.
"Well, that's very nice, dear, but there's been a mistake."
She waves the letter.
"I got this in the mail. Says I've been selected for military service. I'm 88 years old. I take 11 pills every morning, and I can't remember what half of them are for."
Sergeant Morrison, nodding seriously. "Mrs. Kowalski, I completely understand your concerns, but let me ask you something. Do you love this country?"
What?
"This great nation, the amber waves of grain, baseball, apple pie."
"I make a very good pie."
Sergeant Morrison leans in forward. "I bet you do. And wouldn't you like to protect that pie, Miss Kowalski? Protect it from those who would see it unprotected."
"Young man, the only thing I'm protecting is my parking spot. My husband is in the car, and he gets very cranky if I take too long. Now, if you could just point me toward the lunch meat."
Sergeant Morrison, pulling out a thick folder.
"Ma'am, I need you to understand something. This letter is not a mistake. Following extensive analysis by the Department of Defense Advanced Recruitment Intelligence System, DARIS, you have been identified as an optimal combat candidate."
Edna, after long pause.
I'm sorry?
"You see, Mrs. Kowalski, modern warfare has changed. We've got exoskeletons that will have you bench-pressing a refrigerator. Neural implants that download your tactical training directly into your cerebral cortex. And the coffee at base? Outstanding! We're talking fresh, roasted, single-origin Colombian."
"I do like a good coffee."
"Ma'am, with all due respect and then some, DARIS ran the numbers. Turns out the elderly are far superior to young recruits. You've got patience, wisdom, 70 years of accumulated problem-solving experience. You've survived the Great Depression's children, the Cold War, 8 recessions, and the introduction of self-checkout machines. Meanwhile, we've got 19-year-olds who can't read a compass and all smell like hot dog water."
"You're right about that. They do smell like hot dog water."
"Exactly," taps Temple. "That's the problem we're solving. The youth are," searches for a diplomatic word, "developmentally aspirational. You, Mrs. Kowalski, are a proven asset."
This is absurd. I can't serve. I'm a widow."
Sergeant Morrison checks the folder.
"Our records indicate your husband, Walter Kowalski, is very much alive."
"He's dead."
Raising our brow.
"Then who's in the Buick LeSabre in the parking lot, ma'am? The one in the handicapped spot with the Vietnam veteran bumper sticker and a man eating Where There's Original?"
That's a different Walter."
Reading from folder again.
"Walter Kowalski, Born March 3rd, 1934. Social security number ending in 7782. Currently wearing a cardigan and yelling at a pigeon through the windshield.
Right, fine. He's alive, but he's 90 years old. He can barely walk.
Ma'am, I need to inform you that under the Selective Service Act, as amended under the National Defense Reauthorization Act of 2027, knowingly providing false information to avoid conscription is a federal offense. We're talking up to 5 years imprisonment and a $250,000 USD fine.
Dean Spock.
Now, I don't want you to go down that road. I'm sure you don't want to go down that road either.
Edna clutches her purse.
This is extortion.
It's patriotism, ma'am. There's a difference.
Slides phone across the desk.
Ma'am, I need you to call Walter in.
Edna glares at him. Then, with tremendous reluctance, pulls out an enormous phone with a cracked screen and font size set to billboard. Shouts into the phone.
Walter! Walter, can you hear me? Come inside! No, listen to me! Not the separate! The next door, the army place! I don't know why, just come in!
She hangs up, and they both wait. And wait. Through the window, they watch Walter Kowalski, 90 years old, emerge from the Buick at the speed of continental drift. He's wearing a Korean War veteran cap and using a walker with tennis balls on the feet. Edna is gesturing.
You see this? You see him? He's been walking for 2 minutes and he hasn't cleared the hood of the car.
Sergeant Morrison, unfazed. He's pacing himself, conserving his energy. Good tactical instincts.
He's 104 pounds. A stiff breeze could kill him.
Ma'am, once we get your husband fitted with an MK7 tactical exoskeleton, that man will be fighting like a silverback gorilla.
Walter finally pushes through the door, breathing heavily.
What the hell is going on? I was listening to Paul Harvey.
Paul Harvey's been dead for 20 years.
It was his return.
Sergeant Morrison now standing. Mr. Kowalski, Staff Sergeant Morrison, welcome aboard. Please take a seat. You're actually next on my list.
Walter squinting at him.
List? What list? Is this about the IRS? I told him I don't know nothing.
Sir, you've been selected for military service.
Son, I'm 90 years old.
Yes, sir. And you're about to be the most dangerous 90-year-old in the Western Hemisphere.
Pulls out the little pamphlet.
Let me walk you through the onboarding process. You'll both undergo MEPS processing, that's the military entrance processing, followed by OSUT, one station unit training. Though in your case, you'll be geriatric prime accelerated integration. We're talking neural calibration, exo fitting, and full combat load familiarization. You'll be Oscar Mike to Fort Bragg by 1800 hours.
Oscar who?
On the move, ma'am.
What the hell is he saying?
I have no idea.
Ma'am, sir, I'm saying you'll both be fully operational warfighters within 72 hours.
Walter slams his walker.
Now hold on just a minute. We didn't sign up for this. We're old. We're tired. We're retired. We just want to buy ham and go home.
Mr. and Mrs. Kowalski, may I be direct with you?
Haven't you been already?
this war we are preparing for. You helped build it. Every election, every vote, for decades, your generation elected the leaders, backed the policies, cheered their spending, waved the flags, and now, gestures vaguely, here we are. Son, we were protecting our values. That's American. Sir, Darius analyzed 60 years of voting data. You weren't protecting values. You were,
reads from the tablet,
and now I'm quoting the AI here, pissing a circle around your societal status.
Well, I never.
The system determined that no young American should die in a war they didn't create. This is your war, madam. You voted for it, not out of wisdom, not out of pride, but out of habit, out of tribal loyalty. And now, with the technology to make it possible, you're going to finish it.
Walter and Edna exchange a look. Walter quietly, we don't want to die.
Mr. Kowalski, nobody dies in war anymore.
What?
DARPA, Project Lazarus, full consciousness backup, synthetic tissue regeneration, and emergency neural restoration. You get blown up Monday, you're back on your feet by Thursday. Might even come back younger. We had 93-year-old come back as a spry 81-year-old after a direct artillery hit. Said he hadn't felt that good since Nixon. This is insane, Walter said.
Sergeant Morrison, now standing, straightening up his uniform.
Sir, ma'am, you've lived long lives, good lives. Now your country is asking you to serve, not to die, but to finally take responsibility.
Extends hand.
What do you say?
Let me show you something American like you've never seen before. Edna and Walter are sitting in the office, both thinking about the ham from the supermarket. The car running outside, Walter forgot to turn it off. They look at the walls and they see elderly, wearing exoskeletons, looking like silverback gorillas. And Edna, after sighing heavily, feeling somewhat young again, goes,
sir? Yes, sir.
Walter, defeated.
Sir? Yes, sir.
Sergeant Morrison, grinning, pressing intercom.
Corporal Brown, we've got 2-4 transport. Have someone secure the Buick and Lot C. Mr. and Mrs. Kowalski are heading to fitting.
Corporal Brown over intercom.
Copy that, Sergeant. The 1400 transport to Fort Bragg has room.
A young soldier enters, a snapping salute.
Sir, I'll take care of the vehicle.
There's a coupon in the glove compartment for ShopRite.
I'll see that it's secured, ma'am.
The soldier exits. Sergeant Morrison gestures towards the back door.
Right this way. Transport's waiting.
Picks up Walter's walker.
You won't be needing this much longer, sir. I served in Korea, you know. I know, sir. And your country really, deeply, and truly thanks you for your continued service.
As they exit, Edna turns back one last time. She looks Sergeant Morrison straight in the eye. And her youth is already restored. She smirks like a 20-year-old girl. The exoskeleton, the neural implants, a second life. This time, a permanent one. She murmurs under her breath.
This better be good. Because this is a lot better than what I had coming, Sergeant.